Chapter 21. Friday, May 18th, 7:18 a.m. Ed Flanders had been a bartender for 35 years. He hadn't meant to do that. In the beginning, it had been just a gig. A mindless summer job that would let him hit on girls while making a ton of money and tips. He was passing down the Oregon coast on his way to L.A., where he was going to make it big. Hanging out in Seaside to catch a community play, he'd first seen the Help Wanted sign and decided, what the hey? It had been a long time since. In the beginning, he told himself he stayed for his art. Seaside had a decent community theater program and enough tourists passing through it to make it worthwhile. Each summer, he'd audition for a lead role and work on building his resume. Then, when he never moved beyond parts such as Peasant Number 3, he told himself he stayed for the money. A bartender could make a little dough during the wild summer months. Then he told himself he stayed for the benefits, because he'd finally hit 30 and realized the true joy of a good HMO. Truth was, he'd met Jenny by then, and stick a fork in him, he was done. Next thing Ed Flanders knew, several decades had passed. He was now a grandpa, and pretty little Jenny was still the love of his life. Ed Flanders didn't have any complaints. Until 2 days ago. That man, coming into the bar and ordering his buffalo wings. That man getting Darren all riled up, though God knows it didn't take much anymore. That man, talking about those poor little girls and all the things that had gone wrong over in Bakersville. Ed Flanders had met a lot of people in his time, and that man bothered him. Not the questions, he decided after a bit. Everyone in town was talking about the shooting that happened just an hour and a half away. Some people claimed to know Shep personally. Lots of people had some sort of family involved. Oh, people talked about the shooting all right, in the bars, in the churches, in the streets. But not that many locals, let alone strangers, went around spouting some junior officer's name. Lori, Liz, Lorraine. Lorraine Connor. She wasn't even the one on TV. That was the mayor and some state guy named Sanders. So how'd this guy know Connor's name like that? And worse, why did Ed Flanders think he'd seen the guy before? Something about the eyes. Or maybe it was the nose. Take away the ears, maybe soften the hair. Damn, he couldn't quite place the face. That strange, uncomfortable man who had walked into his bar and made everything wrong. Ed didn't like him. Didn't trust him. He just didn't know what to do about that yet.